Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to look back at last week's message titled When Joy Breaks Through. We're also going to look and talk a little bit about Ask the Pastor. Without further ado, let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the At the Table podcast. I'm Pastor Gary, and this is a place where we gather, where I hope to share some insights on faith and encouragement for your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. As I said, I am Pastor Gary, and today we're diving into a story that has absolutely transformed history and can transform our lives today. We're talking about the resurrection, the empty tomb, and whatever that means for us. So pull up a chair and let's get to it. Imagine for a moment, it's Easter morning. The sun is just rising, and the world is waking up to a new reality. For the followers of Jesus, it was a morning when joy broke through the sorrow of Good Friday. As I like to say, and the famous pastor that gave a sermon so many years ago said, it's Friday, but Sunday was coming. Well, Sunday has arrived. It's a morning that changed everything. It was a climactic moment each year that reminds us of this incredible love story that's told to us by God. Now, I know many of us might feel birthdays slowly lose their excitement as we age, almost like, oh boy, another year. But Easter? Well, Easter stays different. It remains powerful and fresh because of the world-altering reality of Jesus' resurrection. But before we dive into the heart of today's message, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day, for your grace that's new every morning. Open our hearts to your word and your resurrection power that lives in us today. Amen. So let's start with the story from Luke 24. Early that Sunday morning, a group of women, including Mary Magdalene and Joanna, made their way to Jesus' tomb. They carried spices, expecting to find a dead body that they would anoint. You know, that Friday evening, as the sun began to set, they hurriedly wrapped up Jesus' dead and bloody body and put it into the tomb. And so that's why these women had to come back. They came back because they were serving their Lord for what they thought was one more time. But to their surprise, the stone had been rolled away, and Jesus' body was gone. The empty tomb is more than just a historical moment. We do know that there is evidence from early Roman historians that this event happened. The stone wasn't rolled away, though, for Jesus. No, see, he didn't need that to get out. Rather, the stone was rolled away for us. It's a call to come and see, to witness the power, witness the invitation of God in this empty tomb, and for us to make a choice. See, like these women at the tomb, we all face choices every day. Will we believe the good news of Jesus' victory over sin and death? Will we let it transform us and bring joy into our lives? Here's a key point. The resurrection's power isn't just for Easter. That's the reality of this entire message series I've been doing, that Jesus every day, he's not just a Sunday thing. And this most important story, this important account of Jesus' resurrection is not just for Easter. No, if we allow it and we surrender to an almighty God, it breaks through our daily struggles, our sorrow, and our doubts. And here's where it gets challenging, though. The disciples didn't believe the women's report. See, initially, they questioned it, and can you blame them? It seemed like nonsense to them. And maybe sometimes, if we're honest, faith feels hard. We doubt, we struggle to see Jesus through the chaos of life. Sometimes you hear the phrase, it's hard to see the forest through the trees, and that's sometimes how life is. Yet, Jesus meets us in our doubt. He's there when it feels overwhelming or when we're seeking peace in all the wrong places, Jesus stands among us and says, "Peace be with you." In Him is the only place to find true peace. So what does this mean for us today? First, if you've never accepted Jesus, His offer of salvation, I pray that you would consider this as your invitation. Secondly, if you've accepted Jesus, but drifted over time, perhaps today is today you would recommit your life to a transformative power that's only found in Christ. And if you're following Jesus, fervently seeking after Him, He might be calling you this very moment to step out in faith in new ways. As we reflect on this, let's remember, Jesus has risen. He's risen indeed. And that's not just history. It's also our present. His resurrection power is alive and well, offering us peace and a mission to bring this good news to the world. Before we go, let me leave you with this encouragement. The journey of faith is one of community and growth. As we continue to gather at the table, at the Table podcast, know this, that you are not alone. This church is and can be your family, and together we can support one another in pursuing God's purpose. And along those lines, maybe you've often had a question, wondered, what does this possibly mean? Well, I've launched something in the last year, and I'm rekindling the fire starting this month, as each third Sunday of the month, we're going to put a link to a way you can ask the pastor. Well, since you're listening to this podcast, I wanted to offer this opportunity to you as well. If you would visit the website ask.gccofalliance.org, you will see a form that you can fill out to ask this pastor. And all I ask of you is that you leave your name, the Bible passage, and your question, as well as how I can get in contact with you. I'm going to take these questions, study them, and prepare responses that I will launch once a month here on this podcast. And maybe even more often if I get too many questions to cover in 1 week. I hope that this offers you an opportunity to ask a question. Now, I will tell you right out of the get-go that I certainly do not know everything. I will not have the answer to every question off the top of my head, but I will tell you this. One thing is I will be completely honest with you. I will tell you if I don't know for sure, but what I will also do is I will study God's Word, dig in, dive in, study different resources, and then share with you what I think is the answer. Well, I hope this will encourage you. I hope this message today encourages you. I hope that you can remember that the resurrection in Jesus is not just a Sunday or an Easter thing, but rather it's an all year, all the time, every single moment of every single day thing. The Lord of all the earth sent His Son, Jesus, to die on a cross to pay for your sins. Sin is anything we think, do, or say that goes against God's created order. It's a rejection of Him. And because of that, there's a separation, an eternal separation that we experience. But Jesus came to this earth to pay the penalty for our sins that allowed us to have access to God, have access to Him freely. Come to Him, surrender our life to Him. And when we believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord and confess with our mouth that He's risen from the dead, we are saved. Did you catch that? When you believe and confess, and saying it another way, when we believe and repent, we turn from our sinful ways, our ways that cause separation to God from God, and we turn towards Him because of the power of Jesus, because He's living today at the right hand of the Father. He's going to be returning soon, maybe sooner than we realize. But because of this amazing sacrifice, we are able to come to Him today and love Him, serve Him, and be called a child of God. Well, I hope this message today has encouraged and equipped you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time at the table, have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.